Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Are you single? Have you been single a long time and you've been asking God to send you a husband? And you go to church and there's 43 other single women there believing God for a husband, or else they think they are. Or, well, there could be a lot of things. Have you wondered why your faith is not working? Well, just be sure to listen to these broadcasts this week and next. And I have with me today my son, Terry.
Good morning.
And my daughter-in-law, his beautiful wife, Lynn.
Good morning.
And we are going over their love story. Now, their love story is an example of how faith works. Terry received a revelation from the Lord at 3 o'clock one morning, August 18, 1999. He had been divorced a few years. He was very frustrated. He was living out at Prayer Mountain in a travel trailer that should have been on the dump a long time before. My parents had worn it out for years on the road. He was frustrated because we had a shell of a building up here, our administration building, which we're making this radio broadcast in right now. It's beautiful. But we had a shell of a building up, and it didn't look good on him since he was the head of construction. But we didn't have the money. And he'd had some relationships with Christian women, and nothing worked out. And in fact, that day, one of them had just blown up. And she told him that she wasn't interested in a man who lived in a little dumpy trailer beside a building that was just a shell, and she left. And so that night, he went to bed, and he was frustrated, and he said to the Lord, do any of your promises or laws work? And I'm reading to you that night after Terry had the visitation, he called me. We put it on a piece of paper. You can get this free. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and we'll send you God's answer to me that he gave to Terry Brim 3 o'clock in the morning. Terry had gone to bed really frustrated. He said, God, do any of your promises work? He said, well, I just guess I'm going to have to figure everything out. I'm going to figure out how to get the finances in. I'm going to figure out how to get me a wife. Because somehow I put myself in a position where I've missed the blessings of God. Maybe I didn't pray enough. Maybe I didn't go to church enough. There must be something about me. Or his promises don't work at all. 3 o'clock in the morning, he said that trailer was lit up with the glory of God. He was told to get a pen and a paper. And these thoughts and words came rushing to him. Gloria Copeland and I did 2 weeks on radio, television about them. We got lots of mail. A lawyer wrote in and said, I've tried to understand faith for 12 years and now I can see it. Kenneth Copeland used some of it. Creflo Dollar used some of it. So we're just reading to you, and we have the past 2 days, this revelation of how faith works. So Terry had gone to bed thinking that he'd done something that he couldn't deserve God's blessings. So the first words that came to him, I'm going to read to you where we are up to now, and then we'll take it over with Terry again. God does, and here are the first words. He said, get your pen and write. Bink, and here's the first words. God does not bless or give to us according to what we deserve or what we may think is good, but by spiritual laws that he set into existence. Many of these laws we became partakers in by just being born again. No effort on our part, it was paid for at Calvary. There are other spiritual laws that it doesn't matter if a person's born again or not. They work. Some that came rushing to my mind were, give and it shall be given to you. Another, Mark 11:23, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believes those things that which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. These words came to him from heaven. These laws are powerful, so powerful and active, they keep born-again Christians from receiving what God wants them to have. For they work in the negative as well as in the positive. You believe something negative in your heart and say it with your mouth, you'll have it. Then yesterday we close with this. God also showed me Peter and reminded me how Peter had denied Jesus 3 times prior to Jesus' crucifixion. When Jesus met with Peter after his resurrection, he asked Peter 3 times, Peter, do you love me? What Jesus was doing here was not only launching Peter's ministry, but he was stopping the effects of words that Peter had spoken. Jesus knew Peter loved him, And Peter knew that Jesus loved him. That was not the main issue with Jesus. He was breaking the power over the words, the three confessions that Praise Peter God. Had made. Now, start reading here, Terry. Here's where we pick up from yesterday.
Okay, Peter was the first example there. Then he went back to Jesus, and he reminded me of Jesus' trial. And he asked me, did you notice, did you notice that Jesus never said a word in his defense? And I said, yes, I noticed that. He said, do you want to know why? Yes, I do. For if I was in that situation, I would want like to get the record set straight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
From what he went through?
Mm-hmm. But the Lord answered you. Why
yeah,
did not?
Yeah, the Lord answered me.
What
he
did
said,
he say?
If he would have spoke one word in his defense, it would have become defense because he was such a strong faith that it would defend him and stop the plan of salvation.
All right, you have written it down here that if Jesus had said one word in his own defense, it would have started a law into motion and defended him.
Yes.
And stopped the plan of salvation mm-hmm. because he would have been speaking it.
He didn't have to call all those angels. He could have, uh-huh. but he didn't have to. Remember when they came to get him and he
yes.
just said, I am, and they fell backwards.
That's right. So if he had said one word in his defense, that law of speaking would have gone into action and defended him and stopped the plan of salvation. That's what God brought to your remembrance. Now here's something else.
Okay, that a double-minded man.
God brought this to your remembrance
yes.
of the verse in James.
That it states that a double-minded man will receive nothing from God. That is because he will say one thing and put a law into action and turn around and say the complete opposite, which causes the law he just spoke to cancel each other out.
See, that's what happened with Peter. Those canceled each other out. So isn't that something? A double-minded man, he says one thing, and that puts the law into action. Then he says something else, and it cancels it out and negates the whole thing. It all works by law. Now, Terry, he spoke to you about laws. You studied, your degree is in animal science, and then your postgraduate work was mostly in chemistry. And you worked for a while in chemicals and chemistry and chemical labs. And so he spoke to you and he gave you examples from that chemical world. Now I think this is so interesting. Start that next one there.
Yeah, I asked God, because it was going to these spiritual laws, and I said, if these laws are so constant and they'll work for even the non-believer as well as for the weakest Christian, why do we need to read the Bible or go to church or listen to tapes? And he answered me by showing one of his natural laws. And that natural law is when an acid and a base react together.
So you're a chemist. You understand this. If he'd said this to me, I wouldn't have even known it.
Well, I'm not a chemist, but I took chemistry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In college and getting an animal science degree. And the acid-base reaction, what happens is when they come together, they produce a salt and water. That's your products. And he says, this works every time. Yes, it does. It's a law. It's one of his natural laws.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said,
Now he said, if the acid and the base are strong, they will produce these products, salt and water, quickly and vigorously.
Right.
So he gave you a constant in his, he had already told you that his spiritual laws are constant and they work like his natural laws. And that in the natural, I wouldn't have understood it. If you took an acid and a base and you mix them, you are going to get a salt and a water.
Yes.
And he showed me that, now start here. Then he showed me that if the acid and the base are strong, start there.
Yes. Then he showed me. Now, remember, I'd ask him, if these laws will work, why do we need to go to church and all those things? And now he's showing me this acid-base reaction. Mm-hmm. And he said, if the acid and base are strong, they will produce these products, salt and water, quick and vigorously. He said, let my law represent the acid, strong acid, His word is strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's backed up by his word.
Mm-hmm.
And let your faith represent the base in this reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you have a weak base, in other words, if you have not been...
If your faith is weak.
Feeding your spirit.
Sure.
By God's word. Then your faith is going to be weak.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And not blame God when things don't work, but be honest with yourself.
Right.
He said it'll still work because God gave every man a measure of faith, but it's going to be so slow and unimpressive. But if you have developed your faith like Jesus did,
mm-hmm.
it'll be so strong. And when you get a strong asset and a strong base, you better step back because something's getting ready to happen.
You're getting a strong reaction.
That's why Jesus could not defend himself.
Right, because he's...
With one word.
Right.
Because something would have happened.
He had the fullness of the measure of faith. The same goes, so you wrote here, that God said to you, let my law represent the asset, a strong asset, and let your faith represent the base. If you have a weak base or faith, the law will still work, but it will be slow. So you need to increase the strength of your base if you want a strong reaction.
Right.
If you want to get a quicker answer, you have to increase your faith. How do you increase your faith? How does your faith grow? Kenneth Hagin has a great book about your faith, how it grows. You feed your faith and you exercise your faith. So the same goes for your faith. You increase your faith by hearing the word of God and by exercising your faith. Then you will get a strong reaction. And we've written along the side here that he said, when you are born again, you do not receive the full measure of faith because you would be like a child with a loaded gun. He told you that night that when you're born again, you received a measure of faith, the measure that it takes you to get born again. But you have to feed that faith for it to grow. Now, he spoke to you, did he, about he couldn't give a full measure because it would be like a newborn baby with a loaded gun.
Right. That's what I thought of.
Oh, you thought of that
later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've got down here, he showed me that in church, a person will say the right thing, and in prayer, they will say the right thing, but out in the battles of life, they say the wrong things, and sometimes they do it just outside the church door. He said that about you.
Yes.
You had done that.
Yeah, he showed me where I'd missed it like that.
Yeah. So now, here's how it works. It works the laws. It's the law of faith. Now, we have this that Terry got in the middle of the nighttime, which we will send you free. You just telephone us at 1-800-972-3447 and request this God's Answer to Me by Terry Brim. Then we also have for you this week, Marriage and Divorce and Remarriage by Kenneth E. Hagin, a book for $10. And we're going to be talking more about the love part of this tomorrow, next week. Love the Way to Victory by Kenneth E. Hagin. And so this is Billy Brim, Terry and Lynn, and we're going to be saying shalom until tomorrow. Please send me this single sheet of paper free. It will help your faith life, help you walk in the law of faith and receive what God wants you to have. It works by law. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.